what would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Yeah, John Forward, spitting out some more words. Here on St. John Forward Radio, this is recorded live on Monday, December 5th at 9 p.m. on Local FM 107.3 or on the website localfm.ca, or maybe you're listening to this on johnforward.com in the days following, but... Those of you that are listening live, thank you especially for putting aside this block of time in your life to listen to this archaic mode of entertainment where you have to be listening at the right place at the right time. But it's all paying off. We're about 2 months deep into this show, and already the accolades are coming in. You can go to localfm.ca, and St. John Forward Radio is nominated for Best Spoken Word Program. Funny thing is, I never intended this to be a spoken word program. I just talk a lot, so it's going to be a music show, but I just talked my way into being a special interest show, which has the bonus effect. Not only can I be Fancy Pants Spoken Word Radio host, I also... only need to pay 15% Canadian content instead of the usual 35. So big round of applause for being able to play whatever music I want to. And the H to the C classic, I think, will count as the 15%. So it's pretty much open board all through the rest of it. So that's just very exciting news. And the numbers are skyrocketing. 5 downloads on last week's episode on the website. Who knows? I'm just assuming that thousands upon thousands of you listened to it live, so you didn't bother downloading it. But if you never want to miss an episode, you can find it on iTunes, and it'll download to your phone automatically. Are you live streaming me, Jamie? Hi there, Internet. So that's the show that you're listening to now, the finest spoken word program. You can vote for that. I think you have until, I don't know, just vote for it right now as soon as you're hearing this, with every email address you have at your disposal. Create 10 more and vote many more times on each of those. That's all I've got to say about that. We just had a good show this past weekend. No Jokes Bar Deluxe was going on at O'Leary's this past Friday night. It was a good show. We had Glenn K. Ammo down, Brian Godso, Steve Fudge, and Dan McCarthy, and really impressive headliner, John Forward. That's me. And it was a great show. That was Glenn K. Ammo's debut at O'Leary's, so I was glad to have him out. He usually doesn't make it down. You usually just assume that he's busy with the other gentleman in the Midlife Comedy Crisis Tour, but Glenn is his own man, and I'm glad I had him down. He did a great job, and so did everybody else. And especially excited for the show coming up this Friday night, though, at the Pub Down Under, December 9th. My birthday is this Thursday, December 8th. The next day, we're going to have the roast of John Forward at the Pub Down Under. We've got a whole list of people, which I'm going to kind of go over and grab the sheet without stopping talking. Oh, it's a smooth, seamless transition, but I've got it back. And we've got Arif Hussein, Ben McDonald, Brian Godso, the Reverend Brian Giles, Dan McCarthy, Ian Estee from Hoveland, Ken Bolton, Mark Splude, Steve Fudge, Travis Boyce, and my special guest on St. John Forward Radio tonight, Jamie Splude.
Woo!
Hello, darling.
Hi, baby. How I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Congratulations on your accolades.
Well, it's just a privilege to be nominated so far, but... It would be pretty great if I won. I'd go around with my big trophy that I got best spoken word radio program on a local community radio station. There's no higher honor.
Would you make a t-shirt about it?
I probably should.
I think you should.
I should make St. John Forward Radio t-shirts. And,
absolutely.
Put like 2016 best spoken word program.
With a big trophy.
Yeah.
It should have a big trophy.
I still haven't managed to even unload the small batch of No Jokes Barred t-shirts that I ordered, so I don't know how fast those are going to move. I'm going to have to just start.
Oh, Brittany Campbell wants one.
Okay.
Next time we see her.
She just did the show a couple
I know, and she meant
ago.
To get one, she and she forgot.
Brittany, come on.
I know.
Get on it.
Well, she's got, you know, ladies to do, things to see.
Just thinking about vaginas all the time, never t-shirts.
She's got vagina on the brain.
All right. Well, let's take a break, and then we'll talk to Jamie some more after this. We're gonna play. What am I gonna play? I've got it written down here. Kate Tempest with "Don't Fall In." If you like lady rappers with heavy British accents, you'll enjoy this song. So, don't fall in.
We came from the four corners. We are the raw waters, the cause, the four horsemen. We drink from the water, the pores. We carry the river, the reservoir, the residue. Rising waves, sea spray, the inevitable churn and crush. Many voices in our vapors, we surge and gush. We were steam and a distant heat. We move rapid over landscape, gathering speed. Desert, land, city, forest and beach. Heading for the people to sleep, ready to bleed. Unleash the torrents, come clean. Carry many lessons, let the water teach. But you better learn to swim or you'll get caught beneath. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in. Some saw us in their tea leaves, some felt us in their knees. Most left it to the weathermen to tell them there was nothing to see. You can play dumb and ignore for so long, but we've been in the mountains getting strong. We've seen you filling up the sky with your fumes, sitting in your rooms like you're all that ever lived. Heads down to the lives of the others in your towns, running from the rains like you've never been kissed. Look, leave your possessions and funds, tell your friends that you've gone to make peace with the things you never done. Come dance in the dough, you spill like the flood. The weather vane swings, things will never change. All their money men who close their eyes and pretend that this rumble must be low playing so strange. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in. And they will run to the highest hill, consult the old books, ask the dead mystics for wisdom they don't trust. The people will flock to the garages, stockpile canisters of gasoline, tin fish and bandages. Count the seconds between a thunder and a lightning, scared of every other body running round frightened. We can't carry on like this, you will mutter, staring with disgust at the people weeping in the gutter. Yet we made no trouble, we played by the rules. I worked double shift to get my kids through school, but you were so focused on your own little part, you went plumbing on blind in the dark, no heart. Now we're not the dread storm that will end things. We're just your playful gale force friend in these end times. Come to remind you, you're not an island. Life is much broader than borders, but who can afford to think over the walls of this fortress? Of course, it's important to provide roof and floorboards for you and yours, and be secure in your fortunes. But you're more than the three or four you go to war for. You're part of a people that need your support. And whose world is it if it belongs to these corporates? The people are left on the doorstep, door shut, nauseous and tortured by all that they lost. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in.
We're back.
Yeah, we are.
I should have faded that out. What a disappointing transition that was.
She sounded like she had a mouthful of marbles.
She's from across the ocean.
That's okay.
That's how they talk over there.
Well then I'm not a fan of the over there rap.
Well it's okay to be racist against other kinds of white people.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so. I think it is.
Yep. That's one of the perks of being a white devil.
Oh jeez. Is that what I am?
Oh yeah, we all are. Jamie Splewitt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I have to say that I love the rap that's at the beginning of this show. It's awesome. We sing it around our house all the time. That was so... when I was watching the Fundy Fringe Festival, that knocked me on my ass. That shocked me. Your rap skills are serious. Like, they're serious.
I don't think we got through a single performance where that song completely went off without a hitch.
The last time, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. But, yeah, that was... I was looking forward to just laying down some funky rhymes, but it was so frustrating to screw up every night.
You're such a, like, an even-toned, like, chill guy, and then you'd come out and you bust out this rhyme. It was wicked. I was just like, oh my God, is this happening right now? So, kudos. Like, I think you missed your calling, maybe a little bit. I think you should bring back MC Crosswalk.
I tried. Well, MC Crosswalk shot himself in the head. Which I then plagiarized many years later. And, yeah, so, I don't know. I've dabbled. Maybe the ghost of MC Crosswalk will come back in some form.
St. John Forward. That's an awesome rapper name.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to... That was a Hovland beat production. All I had to do was write the verse and kind of fit it to the beat.
And you wrote it. I said to Steve Fudge after the show, I said, who wrote John's rap? He said, John did. And I was just... I'm like, what? Who pegged you as like a really good rapper?
Steve helped me massage a couple of lines that weren't fitting.
Another good rapper.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I wish I had his album with me.
I have it in my bag.
Straight off. Well, which version do you have? He's got like several versions of a lot of the same songs. I like the original On the Mean Streets of Your... No, okay, that's a different version.
I've got Crazy Mr. Ship for Brains. That's my favorite.
I have that song on another album. It's called The Mean Streets of something or other. But,
really?
It's more of a straight hip-hop album. I believe that one is with live instruments, which is good, too. But
yeah.
I'm a fan of the originals. I wish I had it with me. I'll have to play it.
We'll
have to get Steve Fudge in here sometime.
Can we play Crazy Mr. Poop for Brains or no?
Yeah.
You can say it with swears? It's got a swear.
Yeah, we're allowed to play whatever songs we want. We're not allowed to, like, swear conversationally. We can say the title of the song if it's called Mr. Shit for Brains.
Which is exactly what it's called. Did you see the video that Hovland did with the election where they put Steve Fudge's head on Trump?
I liked it, but if there was something really unnerving about the fact that his head never moved and it was just locked in.
And his mouth was moving.
Yeah, there was just something weird about it.
You should check that video out.
I liked it, yeah.
Crazy. Hovland... 008 on YouTube, I believe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a wicked video.
We did a live stream last week, I think. Yeah, that was to test out the new cameras. There's a few minutes of kind of getting all the technical stuff in order, but I don't know how long it takes before the actual stuff. But once the show got rolling, it was a lot of fun. It's worth watching.
I didn't get to skip ahead
on YouTube until, like, stuff starts happening.
Yeah, because I was watching it, and it was pretty dull, and then... Then the special guest, St. John Forward, came in with his hat on sideways and his shades.
It was Hollywood John Forward. That wasn't St. John Forward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a completely different guy.
I'm sorry. I didn't get to hear their intro song, so they filmed a commercial for my work on Sunday, and I demanded that they sing it for me, and they wouldn't do it.
Well, that's pretty disappointing.
It was, because when they played it on the show, you couldn't hear it on their live stream.
I want them to make a commercial for No Jokes Barred.
They're amazing.
We need to have like a brainstorming session or something. There's been some ideas battered around. Your husband gave me the idea for doing like wrestling promos and
Travis Boyce would pee his pants if you did that.
Well, I want No Jokes Barred to be like the heel of the St. John comedy scene, like the bad guy.
Nice.
Talking trash about everybody.
Travis McCarthy. That's who I meant. Travis Boyce and Dan McCarthy could come up with some sick wrestling promos because those two watch a lot of wrestling, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was thinking maybe so it's not just the same ad over and over again. We could have, like, different ones with different regular No Jokes Barred people.
That'd be cool.
And, we just have to hammer out the details, and getting the idea is the hardest part.
Do you think I'm wrecking it for Travis and Dan when I say out loud that wrestling's fake? Like, do you think that they think maybe it's real?
No, that's a misconception. Like, I'm not a huge wrestling fan. I used to be when I was a kid, but I never really even thought about whether it was real or not. I don't think I cared.
Really? Mark Splud used to think it was real.
Like, I never really liked it for the fighting. Like, I did like the fighting, but my favorite characters were always, like, the weird, like, supernatural. Like, The Undertaker was hands down my favorite.
Me too,
like,
of all time.
I can't I don't remember thinking about it at the time, but I can't picture myself. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's totally undead. They just buried him alive in a coffin, and then he came back from... Yeah, totally. Like, there's no way that I ever thought that. I didn't care. I liked horror movies and stuff like that. I liked Papa Shango and Doink and Dink the Clowns.
Oh my gosh. The Undertaker came to my city with... It was the WWF, I think, back then. And it came to my city, and Undertaker was wrestling, and I was pumped. I was so excited. I got there early. I spent all my allowance on an Undertaker mug and T-shirt. And then I watched it, and I turned to my dad, and I said, this isn't real. And he said, well, no, babe, it's fake. And I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever watched. And that ended my love of wrestling. I think I was 11.
I appreciate the theater of it.
Yeah, I guess. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
All right. You know what else is entertaining?
What?
The Roast of John Forward's going to be entertaining.
Well, let's take a break with a song. Do you want to hear? Let's hear some. Is it called Curbside Project or Steve Fudge on that?
It's called Curbside Project for all intents and purposes.
Let's. This won't count as. We'll still play your other request.
It's in my Outlander downstairs. Crap.
I can probably look it up on the computer here.
All right.
We'll play it later.
All right.
We'll play your other request that you'd asked for.
Oh, Flogging Molly's.
Well, why don't you tell us about this song and why you requested it?
Well, my friend, when I first moved out here, my friend Paul O'Sullivan died, and I was so heartbroken. I was a mess of a human being. And his wife, who's a lovely individual, Linda, she put this song on the internet and dedicated it to him. And I listened to it, and it was just the perfect song of who Paul was. Paul was a cartoon voice actor, and he did a lot of stuff that you would know, and just like the most easygoing, chill guy. And this song is honestly, it's him. Anyway, so I love it. So anytime I get to request a song,
when you say he's a cartoon voice actor, does that mean that he does voices on cartoons, or he is himself a cartoon who does voice acting?
He does. What?
Is he like is it like a Roger Rabbit situation where he's a cartoon who does voiceovers?
No, he does voiceovers for cartoon characters.
Okay, all right. Thanks for clearing that up.
You're welcome. Jeepers. Paul Sullivan, look him up. He's quite Canadian famous in the cartoon land, for sure.
All right. Well, what cartoons would he have been on?
The only one I remember was a little kid one that had the name Doug in the title.
Doug?
Yeah. It's a little kid cartoon, and he played Doug's dad in it.
Okay.
And
wasn't it just called Doug, like the bald guy with the sweater vest?
Yes, yes.
I think that was just called Doug.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one. He played Doug's dad in that.
Okay.
He also did a lot of. He was in a couple movies, and he did a lot of plays and Broadway stuff. He wrote a lot of stuff. Super heavy into theater, that guy, and just an amazing human being. So anytime I'm allowed to request a song, it's Paul's song. So this is not called If I Ever Leave This World Alive by Flogging Molly's. It's Paul's song.
All right, here we go. Paul's song. St. John Forward Radio.
If I ever leave this world alive, I'll thank you for the things you did in my life. If I ever leave this world alive, I'll come back down and sit beside your feet tonight. Wherever I am, you Maury. If I ever leave this world alive, if I ever leave this world alive, I'll take on all the sadness that I left behind. If I ever leave this world alive, the madness that you feel will soon subside. So in a word, don't shed a tear. I'll be here when it all gets weird. If I ever leave this world alive. out, just call my name. Just before you go insane. If I ever leave this world, hey, I may never leave this world. But if I ever leave this world alive, she says, I'm okay. From my life, you said that it would. Now everything should be alright.
Hi, I'm James.
She says, I'm okay. I'm alright. Though you have gone from my life, you said that it would. Now everything should be alright.
We're back.
We're back now. You said it too early the first time.
My bad.
So,
my bad.
So the main reason why we're here,
yes,
is the roast of John Forward that's coming up. You're hosting this one again, right?
I am hosting this one. I hosted one a couple months ago, and I felt really bad. Listen. I know May's going to kill me for this, but it must be a guy thing because you guys get up there and tear each other new buttholes and you laugh and giggle about it and have beers later. And everyone was easy on me, which I was super, super thankful for. They made fun of my height, which I can't control, my pasty white face, and I got called a couple names, but it was pretty even. But I took as much as my little feelings could take. But man, some of you guys were wicked to each other, so I can't imagine. And it's on your birthday. Like, this may be the worst birthday ever for you.
You don't seem very enthusiastic about this.
I'm pumped.
I'm wondering why you want to do it a second time
after
the horrendous ordeal that you had to survive the first time.
You'll have to wait and see because, well, first of all, I love you as a person, and I'm a big John Forward fan, so I wouldn't miss this for the world. And when Mark offered it to me, something instantly came into my head that I want to do for you at the very end. And that's honestly the only reason why I'm hosting it. It's going to be awesome. It may be the worst birthday ever for you, but I think it's going to be awesome because the people coming, the comedians coming, like RF and Brian and Mark and those, and Travis and Dan, my goodness, those guys can rip each other. So I'm excited to watch all of you guys.
Well, I'm going to have to apologize in advance because I'm not going to hold back. So I might hurt your feelings. And I know.
Because I feel like everyone this time is raising the stakes because I think the first time we were all putting our toes in the water, so we were just like, oh, I don't know if I should say that, but I feel like it's game on.
Well, and since you talk about how mean it was and you don't understand it, but you're doing it anyway, I feel like I need to punish you a little bit extra.
I think Mark's going to do the same because I said, Mark, I don't want to insult anybody. I'm going to say great things about everyone to balance the karma. Mark said, if you do that, I'll destroy you when I'm on stage. So now I'm nervous.
Well, I think there should be some balance. It can't be just all hate. But
the last one was. Now, I said a nice little thing about the person being roasted at the beginning, but that was the only nice word said, I think.
All right. Well, that's the rule that we'll have. The only nice things are allowed to be said about John Forward.
There you go. Deal.
I think that's
right?
I think
it's your birthday.
The rule. Everybody else is not allowed to be complimented. They're all coming my way.
You just turned it up for yourself. Everyone now is like, John Forward jokes. More John Forward jokes.
So I've got our little our Facebook chat going.
Nice.
And Brian Godso asked if it was a good time to call in, and I said yes.
Nice.
But I don't know. We're not getting any calls.
We're not? What's the number? Let's say it out loud.
I probably should.
Yeah.
648-5925 is
yes.
The phone number.
Yes.
If they're listening to it on the internet, there's a little bit of a delay.
Okay.
But there's no delay on the Facebook.
Oh,
we got it.
Phone's winging.
Somebody's calling. Let's see who it is.
All right.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, is this John?
Oh, I can't hear it through my headphones.
Something's going on.
But I think it's on
Hello?
It's supposed to be going through the headphones.
Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
See, I know it's coming through on the air, but it's not coming through in our headphones.
Okay.
What kind of nickel and dime deal is this? Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. Go ahead, caller. Who is this?
Oh, hey. How are you, darling?
Oh, hi, baby.
I noticed that John called you, darling, right at the start of the podcast there. We'll be talking about that, John.
He's allowed. It's his birth month.
Is he? Oh, it's his birth month.
Yeah.
Hey, John, do me a favor. Don't fall for all this BS. If Jamie's telling you that she's not going to rip you a new one, you know, you were on the roast of Shane Ogden, and she said the same thing to everybody before that one. Don't fall for it again.
I have a feeling that it's not going on the air. We can just hear it somehow. I don't know.
I think it is.
Because usually you can hear it in the headphones. And when I turn off the mics, like right now, caller, say some words.
Say some words. I'm going to just keep saying words until you tell me to stop saying words. I don't think it's going through, though. I'm gonna get off the line.
Let me ask the chat if they can hear.
Oh, May says that she can hear Mark. So
all right.
Okay, all right.
Something is going screwy with the whole setup. Usually we can hear really good in the earphones and have this conversation.
All right, you people are boring me to death already.
No,
I'll
Mark,
talk
I have
to you
ask
later.
You a question. You can't say that, don't listen to me, that I'm not going to insult people. You can't call the show and say that and then hang up. He did. He hung up.
Unbelievable.
That's it. We're getting a divorce.
Well,
I'm newly single now.
I was going to make a comment, but...
Save it for the roast. Now, can I ask you a question about the roast?
Yeah.
How do you feel about everyone getting on stage and their main goal is to insult you?
Well, I have very little faith that they're going to be able to come up with anything I don't say about myself.
Really,
so,
eh? Oh, see, now it's super game on. Let's see who that is.
Hello?
Hey, I can't believe that a-hole hung up on you guys.
Who is this?
Who do you think it is? The funniest dude in St. John. The funniest. Actually, Quiz Pam.
I don't know who it is. Because
I
can barely hear you, but everyone else can.
You wish,
Dan. One-liner king of New Brunswick.
The one-liner king of New Brunswick. Dan McCarthy. Dan, what would your wrestling name be if you were a wrestler? I'm interested.
Ooh, that's a very good question. I would say, like, Macho Man Dan McCarthy. I don't think that one's taken.
That's a little stolen.
Is that? Okay. How about Dan the Dragon McCarthy? That's not been used yet.
I like it. Only if you get a great big neck tattoo of a dragon.
Well, that's already in the works. I'm definitely getting a neck tattoo of a dragon. I think everybody should.
Are you excited about the roast?
I am very excited about the roast. How can you not be excited about the roast? This is going to be the greatest comedy show St. John has ever seen.
I can't
and
wait.
Including the Valley.
Are
in
you?
That,
I'm coming in fresh. I never participated in the last one. Do you guys that have already done one? Do you feel like you've burned out on all the people that you've already done last time? Or are you going to the B material?
Well, the crappy part about that is this is a. Can I swear on air or no?
Yeah, we're on the.
Yeah,
air.
We're on air.
Okay. All right.
I think.
Yeah, we are.
The shitty part about the when you roast somebody, you always think of something after the roast. So luckily for, you know, Jamie and Travis and Arif and all the people I've already roasted, I already had something else in my back pocket that I thought of, like, the day after.
Now, so, Mark Sploot says that you were the roaster of the night.
Well, who couldn't agree with that?
Well, you just said that in this office, Mark, 5 minutes ago. He said that you did better than he did, but he liked his Dan McCarthy jokes better than he liked your Mark Sploot jokes.
Well, no, she was just saying that Mark did so badly.
Dan
did a little bit better than him, but he wasn't the best of the night. I think I heard Mark say that Vince had the set of the night.
Now, who do you think was the meanest Dan McCarthy?
Who was the meanest?
Yes.
Mark, but not in a funny way.
And who do you think did the best?
Excluding myself, Vince Oban.
Who?
Vince.
Vince, eh?
I watched the video. My vote's for Vince.
Yeah, I did enjoy Vince as well. And he's not on this one. Now, do you think that you can write new material for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Were you nice to me?
Define nice.
Did you go easy on me last time?
I didn't go easy on you, but I didn't go super hard on you either. I could have been worse.
I think if anyone's going to make me cry at this roast, it's going to be you or Travis.
Well, I'll try my best.
Oh, good. Super. Just hide all the knives.
I'm coming at you hard, Jamie. Get the tissues.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm in a sausage fest.
I feel like this is very much outside of my comfort zone, and this is the only time I'm really going to have an opportunity to... I think this might be my first ever set that's just going to be all jokes and not... Like,
or
early on,
months
and months ago, I thought about maybe I'll just John forward it up and tell a story that has everybody in it, but that's stupid.
It's no, that's cool, because that's who you are as a comic.
That would take, like, a half an hour.
Okay,
and, I don't
do
know.
Do it up, man. Change like 40 minutes.
I think, I don't know. I've still got the rest of this week to figure it out.
So, Dan, are you done writing for the roast?
Almost.
Really?
Almost. I've got the premises for everything down. I just don't have, like, the wording perfected yet. But it's, like, I've got something for everybody.
So are your jokes mostly one-liners, since you're the king of one-liners of New Brunswick?
Well, that's what roast jokes basically are anyway. Like, you don't go too hard in the paint with the roast jokes. But, yeah, mostly just, like, quick little things. I'm trying to keep it short if at all possible, because we've got, like, 11 people in 8 minutes, so...
Oh, is that all everyone has, is 8 minutes?
8 minutes. Flood was very strict on that.
Gee, that's what he's like at home, too, if you're wondering.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sure...
8 minutes, baby.
Home,
come on.
I counted more than 8 minutes.
That's all my jaw can handle.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Well, Dan McCarthy, I'm super excited to see you at the roast. And be nice to me. I'm just a girl.
Well, yeah, but you're
that's the thing. That's why we need to go extra hard on you, because you're the other of the group. You're not a full-on...
I'm not a comedian.
We've got 11 just male comedians, and then we've got Jamie. So there's a whole world ocean of possibilities.
And for the record, Dan, your tagline for the roast was my favorite.
Well, I also was the only one who put any of them up there, and I put like 3 of them up there. So
I like the dude and dudette one.
Well, who wouldn't like that joke? But I think it was a little bit too,
I went with the Hitler
too specific
myself.
I love your confidence, Dan McCarthy. It's quite astounding.
Well, if you had this much skill, you'd have confidence too.
All right. Well, let's shut this down for the moment. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a Station ID, and then we're going to hear that Curbside Project song.
Nice.
I probably could have waited until Steve was here to do
it. I'll
play one of the CDs, one of the songs off my preferred Curbside Project album.
See you Friday, Dan McCarthy.
All right. See you guys Friday. Bring your A game. Bye.
Oh, no, that was from your phone. Okay.
That was from my phone.
I was confused.
All right, we're playing some Curbside Project by Steve Fudge.
Yeah, I've got to say I'm not a fan of this whole phone situation where you hear them as kind of a distant echo.
It's
weird.
It's
hard to have a phone conversation when you can't hear the other person very well.
I know. We'll have to try and fix it while Curbside Project's going on.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, I'll come over. Mark and I were both on the radio at some point in our lives.
I don't know.
Can I come across the line of the John Forum?
I don't know.
Oh, look, here comes
You don't
Mark.
Have the expertise of... Like, it was working a little bit. I feel like if it wasn't working at all, then that's a problem that could be solved. But, I don't know. Unless the headphones are just plugged into a different space than they usually are, I don't know.
All right.
We'll
figure it out.
We've got a few minutes to fuss with it.
Here comes Steve Fudge with from Curbside Project, Mr. Poop for Brain. Crazy Mr.
Local 107.3 FM, CFMH, your fantasy community radio station in St. John and the surrounding areas.
Try to question what's wrong. We're crazy Mr. Schiffer Prince is singing his song. We're really afraid of him when he sings us his tunes. And you better be careful, Betty, he'll do it to you too. He's crazy Mr. Schiffer Prince. He sticks you to his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he flows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. crazy. Mr. Shit for Brains, he sticks shit in his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he blows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. Mr. Shit for Brains, pearly whites and yellow eyes are glistening. And glassy spit, his virus causes air conditioning. A classic case of what you make, an unmistakable disgrace and distaste. You'll never understand the way his mind works. If warp be just a fine word, saying kind blurbs, define herds, cause that's his plan, kids. Taking your minds for granted. He'll say that he's a planeteer, but then he'll tear shit up, so handle with care. He landed here to corrupt. I've got to hand it to you, man, if you can withstand fear. But I'm still gonna be advising you to cover your ears so you don't hear no evil. Some who don't believe will listen to his words, those poor innocent people. Ignorant to his message, think it's just a song, but more curiosity is what he preys on. So get those fingers to the holes in the sides of your heads, and be careful the more you question what he says or how he says it, the more it seems to make sense, and a man can lose his mind this way. And don't you even dare to try to question what's wrong. We're crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains is singing his song. We're really afraid of him when he sings us his tunes. And you better be careful, John, and do with you too. He's crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains. He sticks shit in his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he flows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. Crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains. He sticks shit in his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he flows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. He'll sing a song of badness wherever he goes. Characterization or lies in his prose. Think that you don't need to have doubts, but he's taught your extrovert to turn you inside and out. He'll put it back into you, be all like thanks, but something crucial will be missing from your memory banks. Thanks of information lost cause too late. You can never be relying on what he replaced. He's just sharp enough to cut your mind open, feeling it full of shit, using catchy clever slogans. Do it to himself until he's blue in the face. Then he aims to project it to the rest of the race. Call upon Bjork to check your human behavior. Got some of the latest, so we call himself a savior. Even though his leftovers have no taste or flavor, you still might catch him bringing dinner to your neighbors. And don't you even dare to try to question what's wrong. We're crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains to sing his song. We're really afraid of him when he sings us his tunes. And you better be careful, Sally, he'll do it to you too. He's crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains. He sticks shit in his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he flows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. Crazy, Mr. Shit for Brains. He sticks shit in his head till the womb remains. Make you overdose when he flows in vain. He's crazy, but he's nuts, I'm telling ya. And you better be careful, Mike, I'll do it to you too.
We're back, seamless
what an awesome
as ever.
Song.
It is. I do prefer the original version, though. I gotta say, it's probably just because that's the first one I heard.
Yeah.
But
warm up.
Oh. We almost saw
people were just clapping for us. That's
Steve,
all that was.
Steve Fudge Stand Up Comedy 2016. There he is running out on stage at St. John High.
I think they were just clapping for us.
I can't see the projection on the background.
I don't know.
Everybody else that... Did you notice on the pictures that everybody had weird shapes all over
their
faces?
Yes. What was that from?
It was because they were projecting the show poster onto the background, like right
in
on
their face. Oh, super. Okay, let's see if this works.
We've got a caller. We've got some fiddling to do.
Here.
Hello? Nope. Oh. Wait. Let's try this. Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
All right, well, I answered the phone.
Who
but
is it?
Coming through the speaker.
We still can't hear anything in here.
Who is it?
Oh, Mrs. Splood.
Oh, wow.
I
who
ever
is
upset that? You don't recognize my dulcimer tone.
I'm going to try to hit the util button.
We
got it.
Oh, we can hear
can
Mrs.
Can you still hear us?
Did you get it?
We got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we smooth? Are we in, baby? Is everything copacetically wonderful?
But there's a sticker that says no utility. And we turned on the utility.
Ian, Esty, I want you to walk around and narrate my life in that voice. Will you do that?
Oh, I could do that. You know, I do narration professionally.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You should be here right now. You should be on the radio at all times using that voice. That's a great voice.
I would be only on the radio at all times using this voice if you would reciprocate accordingly and join me with your opposing nasal shrill. It would be lovely.
Nasal shrill. Is that what I have? You just gave me a complex. Mark and I are going to have to talk about this all the
way
home.
I got to say, earlier in the last segment, when we could only hear a faint echo of the caller and I had to crank it way up, my ears would hurt a little bit every time you gave a little yelp.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
of course you. Who else? Not me. I'm like a baritone.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what I am. I'm like a series of clicks that just kind of...
You're a monotone.
You're like, Jamie, you're like a mezzo-soprano with a really bad falsetto. Now, trust me, the musicians out there are laughing at that burn.
What?
Well, you're slightly sharp all the time.
I'm always sharp, E&SD.
Yeah.
Mark and I are going to talk all the way home about my voice now. My voice is on the radio.
Oh, no, see, there it was. There it was right there. Oh. See, as soon as you do that, that's what I'm talking about right there.
This isn't the roast yet, Ian.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I burning my A material?
Yes, you are.
Oh, sorry.
Are you pumped for the roast of John Forward?
Am I pumped? I'm so pumped for the roast of John Forward. I have 8 minutes to try and burn, what is it, 11, 12 people, 13, 14? Because we all know we're going to throw in, like, James Mullinger and a couple of others, too, even though they're not there.
We don't need to talk about people that aren't there.
Yeah. No burning people that aren't there.
That's the other thing.
I wouldn't do such things. I love James, and he loves me.
I want to try to avoid being too inside jokey, because then the audience doesn't know what we're talking about.
What do you mean the audience is us? You know that's what's going to happen.
It was funny because the last roast that I was on, I got everybody to stand up and wave as I introduced them so that people would kind of get the reference jokes if it was referred to as their looks. And my girlfriend Melanie, who comes to a lot of comedy shows, she was there and she found all the jokes hilarious. She got them. So I think that's a smart rule. If you don't make it too inside, because nobody did that night. Nobody made it too inside jokey.
I didn't think it was, but I wasn't really looking for it when I watched the video. But there's stuff that, like, we can't just assume that every person in the audience has been to a show at all of the various places and knows all the people and has listened to every episode of the Spludecast and St. John Forward Radio and Hoveland.
And
so
Tucker Park.
You're assuming out of the 2,000 Facebook invites we sent, 15 people are going to show up, and out of those 15 people, none of them have seen a show before.
I hope
that's your premise.
Some of them are going to be my non-comedy friends who never come out to comedy shows, and I'm just like, this is my birthday party, everybody. You have to come now.
Jeepers.
Suck it.
Suck it.
And I'm charging them cover to come to my birthday party.
So let me ask, seriously. Are you guys going to be offended if we go for the throat? If we go real aggressive and...
Oh, I'll be offended at the littlest joke. But that's okay. I'll still love you in the morning. I'll just go home and talk Mark to death and be like, do I really do that? Do I really sound like that? Do I act like that? Oh, I'll drive him crazy. So I think he's dreading the roast probably most out of everybody, because at the last roast, everyone went pretty easy on me. And they made fun of me for being married to Mark, which really isn't an insult to me. So... I got off easy. I feel like I got off really easy, and now it's just going to be like, you know, balls out. It's going to be crazy. And
well,
you know,
really, the host should get off easy, because it's all about, you know, the guy whose name's at the top of the billboard, right?
Right.
It's not the roast of Jamie Splude.
And
it's
there never will be. There will never be a roast of Jamie Splude.
Oh, but there should be. Just because there won't be doesn't mean there shouldn't be.
There will never be. No, no.
Yes, oh my God, the mean things we could say. Like, you're like a minor celebrity.
I am
like,
not.
Like, you can't turn a radio station on without hearing this all the time. It's, like, amazing.
I love your interpretation of what I sound like. That's a great impression. John, do you have a Jamie's voice impression over there?
I don't do impressions.
Aww. Spoiled sport.
I do an impression of John. I just, like, do.
Let's hear it.
No. I'm not giving up the A material for the radio. No way.
This is my impression of John Forward. Welcome to johnforward.com. I'm John Forward. Is that good?
Wow. Do you know who Starfire is from, like, the cartoon, the Teen Titans?
Yes.
That's exactly who you sound
like. Oh, my gosh. Chaos will be so excited. He loves that show. Right on.
Oh, wow. Did Check. I just, like, strike a fanboy sexual fantasy thing going on there?
Well, maybe.
Oh,
well,
God.
No, because it's me that sounds like him, so no.
Okay,
Ian Esty.
I feel like I'm wasting way too much of your time.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
If you were
going to
name Brittany Campbell's podcast, what would you name it?
If I were going to name Brittany Campbell's podcast, what would I name it?
Yes.
By the way, whenever somebody repeats a question like that, it's just a tactic to buy time to think about the answer.
That's right.
Oh, cool. And my dogs are announcing the arrival of somebody. So that's really neat. I think I would call it Cunning Linguist. There
nice.
You go. The Cunning Linguist.
Yes. That's awesome.
That's what I would call Brittany Campbell's podcast.
Aces for you, Ian. I love it.
All right, peace at home, slices.
Okay,
all right,
bye,
thanks.
Thanks for letting me whore some time.
All right. Well, I think that's we're nearing the end.
We've
got about 15 minutes left. I was gonna do a longer H to the C classic. I was gonna do a movie review of Deadpool by my great aunt Edna and her friend Taffy, but it's too long. We won't have enough time for it. So we're gonna play a shorter one. This is have you ever seen the show Burn Notice?
Is it a movie?
No, it's a TV show.
No, you say that like I should know.
Everybody should know. It's a good show. Bruce Campbell's in it. It's like a spy show. The guy has a burn notice, so the government basically disowns him, and he just solves problems for people around Miami. And there's an overall arc about how he got his burn notice, and somebody set him up, and trying to find the people that got him kicked out of the agency. And
it's good.
It's like cheesy.
All right.
I've never seen Miami Vice, but I assume it's the same similar kind of thing. But it's got a wisecracking Bruce Campbell in it. But
all right, I'll put it on the list. I don't have cable.
Anyway,
so.
The intro of the show, I kind of there's a bit of blathering on this thing, so I probably don't need to set it up as much as I am. But the conclusion of this is a pretty brilliant mashup of the Burn Notice intro.
Nice.
Opening with an Eminem song, so
I'm in.
It's pretty good.
I'm gonna dig it. I know.
I haven't listened to this, so I don't know how much blathering there is at the beginning. This should probably just be the song instead of me explaining it. I'm probably just gonna repeat a bunch of stuff that I just said. But
cool.
We'll find out
on
St. John Forward Radio.
Woo!
H to the C is my prime
we'll
directive.
We'll skip ahead
H
over
H to
this.
The C is required for the benefit of the universe. H to the C commences in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello there, H to the C superfans. This is John from H to the C. I've got a little creation for you that I came up with today, or well, I put it together today. I thought of it a couple of weeks ago. It's based on a show that I watched called Burn Notice, and just in case you aren't familiar with the show, let's listen to the audio version of the intro before we continue.
My name is Michael Weston. I used to be a spy until...
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. No cash, no credit, no job history. You're stuck in whatever city they decide to dump you in.
Miami.
You do whatever work comes your way. You rely on anyone who's still talking to you. A trigger-happy ex-girlfriend.
Should we shoot them?
An old friend who used to inform on you to the FBI.
You know, spies. Bunch of bitchy little girls.
Family, too.
Hey, is that your mom again?
If you're desperate.
Someone needs your help, Michael.
Bottom line, as long as you're burned, you're not going anywhere.
So there you have it. Burn Notice. Not a great show, but it's a good show. It has action, explosions, going undercover, clever MacGyver-style spy tricks and rigs and such. Explosions, romance, drama, comedy. Most of the comedy comes from the friend who used to inform on Michael Weston to the FBI, played by Bruce Campbell. It's Sam Axe, a personal favorite. His undercover spy name is Chuck Finley most of the time. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, spy show, stuff happens. I was just looking at the Wikipedia page for Burn Notice, and it's shown in many other countries around the world, and it has different titles. Obviously, the titles are in the native language, but the translations are different than Burn Notice. In Argentina, it's called Operation Miami. Bulgaria, Out of the Game. There's a few different countries where it's called Operation Miami, or Burn Notice, : Operation Miami. Czech Republic is called Status Ineligible. Hungary, this is my favorite title for the show, I think. It's called Four Spoons in Each Soup, an obvious title. We have Israel with Erased Agent. Italy just goes out and calls it Die Hard. That's pretty ballsy, I think. Lithuania, another good one. It's called The Ticket of the Wolf. A Spy Out of the Game in Portugal. Black Mark in Russia. Unreliable Agents in Serbia. In Venezuela, we got Trapped in Miami. But anyway, they've had the same intro. They update it as they go, as far as the plot requires, but they're usually a couple of seasons behind in catching up the intro to the realities of the actual show. I came up with this idea a couple weeks ago, and I've decided there's an obvious connection between the intro to Burn Notice and a popular song you might recognize. I'm surprised that it hasn't been discovered before. Right before recording this, I did a quick Google search just to make sure that I'm the only one that's come up with this. And as far as I can tell, this is going to be a world premiere. My name is Michael Weston, the remix. H to the C exclusive.
My name is My name is
My name is Michael Weston.
My name is My name is
My name is Michael Weston.
We got a burn notice on you. You're blacklisted.
When you're burned, you've got nothing. Cash, credit, job, nothing. You're stuck. Whatever city.
Miami. Miami. Miami.
Trigger happy ex-girlfriend. Old friend. Inform on you. The FBI.
Bunch of bitchy little girls.
Family too.
Your mom again?
If you're desperate.
Someone needs your help, Michael.
Bottom line. As long as you're burned. Michael Weston.
My name is
Michael Weston.
Miami.
There it is.
Miami.
So talented.
4 minutes to set up Miami. For that 1 minute mashup at the end.
You're talented.
I had a lot of time on my hands that day. So it's 9:52. In 38 seconds. We had a couple of calls come in while we were talking. Or actually, while we were playing that. We've got one more. Hello, caller.
Hey, John Forward, what's up?
Not too much.
Who's
it's
this?
Ben McDonald.
Hi, Ben McDonald.
Hey! Who's this?
This is Jamie Splood.
Jamie Splood, you're the sweetest person I know.
Aww. Thank you.
Besides my girlfriend.
Are you going to wreck me on the roast of John Ford? Are you on the roast? Yes, you are on the roast.
Yeah, he's on there.
Yeah, I'm on the roast.
Are you going to say horrible things about me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right on.
Ben's
I don't know if John and I are actually going to be friends after the roast.
No. Do you think John will... Okay, I'm
wait,
gonna,
are we,
I gotta
are
ask
we,
a John
do you think
Ford
that we're
question.
Friends now, Ben?
Oh, shit.
I gotta ask you a question, Ben. Knowing John Forward as well as you do you think he's gonna be a little butthurt about some of the insults?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? How can he not be?
I'm definitely gonna be hurt by some of them.
You think so?
Oh, of course.
What can you say bad about Ben McDonald?
Lots of stuff, but it's all on PEI. That's why I moved away.
Give us some material, Ben.
No.
Yeah, we need some dirt. I haven't known you for that long, so I don't...
I haven't known you for that long, and I have so much dirt, John.
Well, yeah, but that's because I talk about myself a lot.
I know.
I don't know. Are you going to be able to come up with something that I don't already say about myself?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, I'm
give us some Ben McDonald dirt.
No. Guys, that's just, like, a horrible idea. Okay, right now, this isn't dirt, but this is just me... Letting you know how cool I am.
All right.
I'm baking. I'm making sticky buns.
You're doing what with whose buns?
Yeah. I'm making buns sticky.
Well, definitely going to use that one. Thanks for the thanks for throwing us a bone there, Benny.
Yeah. That I bake. Yeah. Crazy. So gross. So awful.
Are you going to bring them to the roast and give them to John Ford for his birthday? Are they John Ford birthday sticky buns?
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Nice.
I like baking, so I'll do it.
Do you like John Forward's buns?
Yeah, of course.
He likes them sticky.
That's like my favorite thing about John Forward. Luscious buns.
Well, I think that's a good place to end because we gotta wrap up the show here. So
with John Forward's buns.
Thanks for calling in, Ben McDonald. I'll see you on Friday.
Pleasure's all yours.
See you, friend.
See you.
Right.
See ya.
See you, Ben.
Bye, all Jamie. Right.
Bye, honey.
See you guys on Friday.
All right, so we're nearing the end.
Yeah, this was fun.
I'm trying really hard not to get the voices cut off, so we got to pimp out our stuff. Again, Roast of John Forward is this Friday. Doors at 8:30, show at 9 at the Pub Down Under, December 9th, $5 cover charge. There's me, of course, Arif Hussein, Ben McDonald, who you just heard, Brian Godso, Brian Giles, Dan McCarthy, who called in earlier, Ian Esty from before, Jamie Splude from right now, Ken Bolton from the Stone Age, Mark Splude, Steve Fudge, and Travis Boyce.
Oh, poor Kenny.
All coming up this Friday, December 9th. After that, we've got the next R-Bar show, which is on December 17th. Yeah. And your husband canceled on it because he's unreliable piece of trash.
We're going to Ontario. I get to go home.
Oh,
don't
that's
knock
even
us.
Worse. Even worse. Oh. Canceling a no-jokes bar to go to Ontario.
Oh.
La-dee-da.
I'm not bringing you back any good wings.
All right. What? I don't want wings that had to travel across the country.
Are you kidding me? Last time,
purse?
Last time I went there, I brought home 4 dozen wings in my suitcase, already sauced and duct taped.
Well,
was good.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
suitcase wings.
So December 17th. And then the next O'Leary's show is whatever the first Friday of January is. Let's see. That's going to be January 6th. So far, the Reverend Brian Giles is the only person on the lineup, but that's being put together. So come see that. And let's do you have anything else you want to
I just want to say thanks for having me, John. I've had a blast.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for coming. Anytime. You've given me all that feminist cred. You're my third lady guest in a row.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Nice. We had, oh, in May last week,
May
right?
Wonderful, yeah. And Mandy Lynn, and now Jamie Splude, and I'm going to have to try to get Chris Trotter next week, I guess.
Deal.
We're gonna run out of ladies sooner or later, but never too many ladies for St. John Forward Radio. This was a completely unintentional transition, but the song that I had picked out to close with is a song called Ghost Trash by a band called Whores.
Why did you have to make
the song I picked out. I didn't want to say it without comment and have people think that I'm a terrible person, but
no,
instead, I'll make sure everybody understands the double entendre, even if it wasn't intentional, because now it's happening.
Right now.
Ghost Trash. St. John Forward Radio.